Yesterday we were discussing the different halachas that distinguish between a karka metalkalin, and each one is a different story. So we mentioned, I didn't say over the whole story, there's a Mishnah Gittin where the Mishnah says the get doesn't necessarily have to be written on parchment. In fact, Bizman Azeh, the practice is the bedavka, we don't write on parchment. There was a period of time that the Jews couldn't afford parchment, so they used to write the Gittin on paper. And then in the later generations, when they really could afford parchment, so they said, if we're going to insist on klav, so we're going to be motzi lazal Gittin harishonim. So they said, we leave it like that, we use paper. We use thick paper to write the get. So the Mishnah says the get can be written on any kind of piece of paper, and it can be written al yad ho'evid, v'noisen lo ha'evid. He can write the get, he can tattoo the get on the arm of the evid, and he can't cut off the arm, so he has to give the wife the whole evid. Taisa says the kasha heilad tattoo, as an iser of k'sovas kaka. Okay, it's another kasha. So the Or Sameach asks the kasha, the din is that a get ben mechuber is pasul. So at la'abadim hukshel v'karkoz, so why isn't that a psul of a get ben mechuber? So that's the, in order to answer that kasha, so he quoted Rabbi Kivega's kasha by the Shechita. I forgot to mention the kasha by the original kasha of the Arsamech. He quoted Rabbi Kivega's kasha by the Shechita. Why does it say in Shulchan Aruch that you cannot shecht with a toenail that's attached to the whole leg of the animal because it's mechuber? You cannot shecht with a tooth. If you have a lot of teeth, so there's a pegima in between one tooth and the other, so that's what the Mishnah talks about. You're shechting with a sakam pogam and it's ripping, it's not cutting. But if you have only one sharp tooth, so if the sharp tooth is attached to the gums, so that's a handle, so that's good. If the sharp tooth is attached to the whole skull, then it's mechuber and it's puzzle. So that was Rabbi Kivega's kash. He understands if you shecht with a toenail or a tooth of an eviknaini hukish lekarka, it's mechuber lekarka. He can understand if it's a tooth or a nail of a ben choyrin. All right, according to Rashi in Kiddushin, Ben Echron, also Ukshul Karkos, there's also Mechubel Karkos. According to Tais, only Ebek 9 is Ukshul Karkos, so you can say it's Xerah de Rabbanon, Ben Echron, Otto Avodim. But to make Xerah de Rabbanon on the toenail or the tooth of a balchai, of an animal, what Shaykhah does it have with that Ebek 9? That was Rabbi Kibbeg's Kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is quoting from the Rishon, from the Rashbo and the Torah Sabbais. So the Or Sameach answered, no, the din both by get and by shechita b'mechuber doesn't depend on karka versus metalkalin. Depends on mechuber. Mechuber is a different word. That's I forgot to say yesterday. Okay, that was left over from yesterday. We left off on the Gemara on the top of Tezayin Amar Aleph. Omar. Mr. David Lemberger has yahrzeit today for his father. His father used to be a frumer erlich balabos in the neighborhood. Man who came to shul every day. They would dedicate the learning lezech nishmas achaver aliyezer berab David. So we left off on the second line from the top of Tezayin Amar Aleph. Omar, we have a brisa. What if you set up, a shechita has to have koyach gavra. What if you set up a contraption, a machine that does the shechita? So there's a contradiction between two brises. The muchani is a machine. Ashechit b'muchani shechitos ekshera. Ay b'hatanya shechitos epsula. So if you shecht with a machine, it's no good. And for the Gemara, the din is that you need koyach gavra. Loi kasha ho b'sana de pachra ho b'sana de maya. It depends. If it's going to be Koyach Gavra, then it's going to be good. If it's going to be without Koyach Gavra, it's going to be Bekoyach HaMayim, then it's no good. Similar to the din of Rapapa from Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says here that you need Koyach Gavra by Shechita. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin also, you need Koyach Gavra by Rotzeach. Rotzeach is only Chayv Misa if he kills the person, Bekoyach Gavra. I mind the Kapsa Lechavre, if I tie somebody up, tie him up, he's not gonna die from being tied up. Then I open up the floodgates and I let the water drown him. Umeis chayov, that's giridilei. My time of giridilei is like he shot an arrow. He did vitzicha yidei kocho. Just like not only if I choke a person to death, I killed him yadayim. If I shoot an arrow and I kill him, it's also giridilei, is kocho. So over here also, if I pick up the dam and I let the water go and drown him, that's also Giri Didei. But then Rapapa says, V'hani mina b'karach rishon, b'karach sheni grama b'almuhu. If you kill the person al yidei karach sheni, then you're not chayv. Only if you kill him al yidei karach rishon. So just like you need karach gavra by retzech, so too you need karach gavra by shchita. The third Gemara where it says you need karach gavra, we distinguish between karach rishon and karach sheni, is by netilas yadayim. In the beginning of Perek Kalabasa, the Gemara says there also a difference between karach rishon and karach sheni. This is the big, we mentioned quite a few times already, this is a big machlokes, a big shaila. This distinction between karach rishon and karach sheni, is this only in these three areas, these three halachas, because it's a special din of karach gavra? What about, let's say, Odom Hamazik? Odom Hamazik is chayva yidei kocho, kocho kegufo. The Gemara has a din if a behemah is mazik directly by trampling on something that's regal. So Shem beregal is chayv. So the Gemara says, what happens if the behemoth is walking and doesn't trample directly and smash something? Behemoth is walking and it kicks pebbles, and the pebbles fly in the air and they smash something. So that's called tzruris. So the Gemara says, Hilchos Agmiri Lo, that tzruris only pays chatzi nezik, even though every other told the regal is told the same chayotzebem. So tzruris is a told the regal and it's lav chayotzebem. That's the Gemara in the first sugya in Bava Kama. So the Gemara has in the second parak in Bava Kama, the Gemara asks, what kind of a din is this that you pay chatzi nezik by tzuris? Is it that midina koichai is kegufoi? So tzuris should have been mikra din chayiv nezik shalem, and the hilchus of gemira law to knock it down from nezik shalem to chatzi nezik, or maybe fakert, maybe mikra din koichai lav kegufa domi, mikra din koichai should not be chayiv, and the hilchus of gemira law is lachayiv chatzi nezik. So the Gemara comes to that's. Rava had a suffix, boy Rava. So then the Gemara says, Basa de Bayo had a pashta. After he had the suffix, he was pashed the suffix. And it was pashed that the Kercha Kegufoi, Meikar Adin, you should have been really Chayv Nezik Shalem at Suras. And Hilchus Agmirilo, that you're only Chayv Chatzi Nezik, Lohokel. That's a famous problematic Gemara. Usually the Gemara has a lot of times. Anibaya, and then the Gemara says, Basa de Bayo had a pashta. After he had the suffix, then it was pushed the suffix, and they quote a mocker from a pasuk, a mocker from a mishnah, a mocker from a brayse, a mocker from a svara. They give some kind of a pshit. See, the Gemara just says, boy rova, is kerecha kegufay in hilchus agmiri lo tzurus lahakila, kerecha lav kegufay hilchus agmiri lo lahachma. Basa de Bayo had a pashta, kerecha kegufay in hilchus agmiri is lahakila. But they don't tell you how he was pushed it. They don't tell you a mocker, a pasuk, a mishnah. So that's the famous Rosh over there in Bava Kama. As a comment, he says he was poshuted because he holds a svara that Hilchas Agmira Law, the Rosh understands like Rashi and Tosafot Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That's a question whether that's so. The Rambam doesn't seem to hold like that. The Rambam gives you a list in the beginning, in his introduction to the Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam gives you a long list of all Halachas L'Moshe Misinai. So the Chavis Yoyer is Masik on the Rambam. He left out quite a few additional halachas. The Rambam goes through all of Shas. So the Chavis Yoyer has a tshuva. He left out a lot of halachas L'Moshe Misinai. So the Nitziv, in his introduction to his commentary on the Shiltas, the introduction really doesn't have too much to do with the Shiltas. It's really an introduction on the development of the whole Torah Shebal Peh. So he points out that quite a few of the kashas that the Chavis Yoyer asks seem to be answered when you look in the Rambam. When the Gemara says Hilchus Agmir Lo, the Rambam never calls it Halach L'Moshe Misinai. When the Gemara says Kesher Shal Tefillin Halach L'Moshe Misinai, so the Rambam says Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Nisach Hamayim Halach L'Moshe Misinai, so the Rambam writes Halach L'Moshe Misinai. But every time the Gemara says Hilchus Agmir Lo, the Rambam is careful to write Mipi Hashmuel Omdu. So he says it would appear that Nitziv writes it, and the Rambam always leaves out the Chavis Yoyer. Yes, the Rambam left out so many Halachas L'Moshe Misinai. So the Nitziv says, all those that he left out, well, when the Gemara, this doesn't answer all the kashas, it answers most of them. All those that he left out, most of those that he left out, the Gemara never said Halach L'Moshe Misinai, and the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah doesn't write that they're Halach L'Moshe Misinai. He says, Mipi Ashmu Alamdu. So what does that mean? So he says, Mipi Ashmu Alamdu just means in the later generations, they had a tradition from the earlier generations, that they worked out the din, that this is the Psak Halacha, and they simply forgot in the later generations what the derivation was. Mipi Ashmu Alamdu. It was worked out in an earlier generation. That's not the same as saying Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is that this din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's no mocker for the Midrash Shatar and Drashus Ben. There's no way to derive it by reading it between the lines. Hilchas Agmiri Law, the Rama writes, Mipi Hashmo Alamdu, means that it was worked out, but we don't remember what the drasha is. So the Rosh over there in Baba Kam, the second parak, assumes not like that Rama. He assumes like Rashi and Tosfos, that Zvuri says Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. The Gemara calls it Hilchas Agmiri Law, Rashi Tosfos and the Rosh. The Rosh usually follows the tradition of the Bali HaTosfos. He was the end of the period of the Bali HaTosfos. So he writes that Zvuri says Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. And then he says, Basa the Baya Hoda Pashta, that the Rabba was Peshit his Shaila, whether Kirchel Kegufai, or Kirchel Av Kegufai, how are you supposed to understand this Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim out Zvuris? So he says he was Peshit it based on a Klal. The Klal is, a Svaradik, a Klal, Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is always Lahokil. The Torah Shemal Peh was given the Midas HaChesed. That's how the Balatanya adds on. That's how Rav Soloveitchik said over the Balatanya has in his Droshes. Torah Shebichzav is sort of etched in stone. So that's very strict. Ayin tachasayin. Sounds like you really give mine tachasayin. Torah Shabbat Peh says, no, it means moment. That's not what it means. It means moment. And every so often you have a pasuk in Chumash that seems to be very strict, and the Torah Shabbat Peh is makel on. So that's what the Rosh develops, the klal. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is always lahakel. How does he know? How does he know? So he says, take a look in the Gemara in the first sugya in the beginning, one of the early sugyas in Sukkah. The Gemara says there's a machlokes hatanaim. How many defanis do you need for a sukkah? So we paskin shtaim kehochasim, two L shaped, ushlishes afila tefach, the third wall a little bit, and the other Tana Rav Lezer holds sholosh kehochasim, urviyas afila tefach. You need three. You need either 2.5 or 3.5. So the Gemara there presents it that there's a halachal Moshe Mitzrayim. However, you read the psukim. The psukim say according to Rav Lezer, you need four walls. Halachal Moshe Mitzrayim is mekel. The fourth wall can be a tefach. And according to the Chachamim, the Reb Lezer, the reading of the Psukim is that you need three walls, and Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is Mekel, that the third wall is Afilu Tefach. So he says, you see from that Gemara that the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is always Lahakal, it's never Lahachma. Right in that Sugya, the Gemara has Ibay Seim, a different suggestions. So one of the suggestions is that the Olam, Reb Lezer agrees with the Rabbanan that the Psukim say that you need three walls, and Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is lahachmer, to add on a fourth wall. So the Rosh is discounting that suggestion, the Gemara. The Gemara has several suggestions and to interpret this machlekes hatanaim, whether shtaim kilchosim ashlishi shafila tefach, or ablaze hol sholosh kilchosim, or vi shafila tefach. So the Rosh understands that the ikir pshat in the Gemara is that Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is always lahakal. So he says, over here by tzuris, has to be lahakal. That's the famous Rosh.
Could we say that even?
Probably not. It's not a sofek. It's not that he's not talking about a sofek halachal Moshe Mitzrayim. He's saying whenever you have a halachal Moshe Mitzrayim, it's always to be mekel on the din in the Torah. The din in the Torah would have been, if you would have followed the midas adin, the din would have been strictly like this. The halachal Moshe Mitzrayim is mekel. So that's where Rabba comes to the conclusion that really mikir adin kocha kegufoy. And other mamazigai de kocha is chayiv. If I throw a stone at a window and I smash the window, if I take a hammer and I bang the window, be a dime. That's all the mamazik be a dime. If I throw a stone, that's all the mamazik be koicha. So the same thing a retzer. If I kill someone, I choke him to death. That's a retzer be a dime. If I open up the floodgate and the water goes and it drowns him, that's retzer chayide kocho. So kocho is only chay misa if it's koich rishon koich sheni na. So that's the shaila. What if you have an other mamazik chayide kocho and it's only koich sheni? Would you say also the Kach Sheni is not Chai Mitam Odom HaMazik? So that's what we had. The Gemara in the beginning of Baba Kam has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel how to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Abrav Nizik and Shor Bar Mav and Hever. So Shor and Bar and Hever, we understand Hever is it means a fire. What does the word Mava mean? The word Mava is such a strange word. So the Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara says the word is so inconclusive, the word is so strange. Stuck a very strange, we said over the Meiri, that's a strange word. Why do Rabbi Yudah Anosi pick on such a word? And how can further the Meiri is, how can you have a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel where the Mabizah Ha'adam and Mabizah Hashem? They both learned by Rabbi Yudah Anosi. What did he say when he said over the Mishnah? So the Meiri says, no, there was an ancient tradition that I brought us in Zikin. And there were two earlier traditions where the Adam is one of them and Keren Shem Beregel is Shor, or no. that Mabin or Shane is one of them, and Odom is not included. There were two ancient traditions. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi didn't write the Mishnah, he edited the Mishnah. He took together the two traditions, and he picked the word Mava, which is a Lishna de Mishtama le Train Anpin. It has a biblical connotation. If you fish around long enough, you find Psukim in Tanakh. The Gemara digs up the Psukim. Mava can mean Odom, and Mava can mean Shane. So he bedavka picked this vague Lushan in order to preserve the both traditions. If you prefer that tradition, so we use the word Mavazah Adam. If you prefer the other tradition, so Mavazah Shein. So the Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, is not a Machlekes. What did Rabbi Ranasi mean when he used the word Mavah? He meant both. Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, is which of the two traditions makes more sense? Because the Rebbe, Rabbi Ranasi, told them both traditions. You have such Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, and Arbi Psochem also. It says, Maschal Begenus and Messiah Mishvach, when you do CPCS Mitzvah. So it's a machlokes, what should the text of the Haggadah be? So Rabbi Shmuel have a machlokes, I forgot who says what. So one of them says, Avadim Hayinu Lefarbi Mitzrayim, V'yetzirayin Hashem Elokeinu Mishom. And the other one says, no. Etchilu Abdi Avadim Zohar Hayavaseinu, V'achshay Kerbara Hamokam Labadosa. So Lamaisi, we say two Haggadahs. We say both the Haggadah of Rav and the Haggadah of Shmuel. So how can you have a machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel? What did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi mean? They both learned by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Somebody was absent that day. They didn't know what it meant. What did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi say when he said over, Maschal Begnus and Messiah Mishrach? So according to this Meiri, it could be that it's the same shot over there. There were two old traditions, whether you say Avadim Hayin or you say Metchilo Avdei Avodah Zarah Hayah Avaseinu, etc. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote it in such a vague fashion that whichever community you come from whichever yeshiva you come from, you can say his Mishnah and you can interpret it the way you want, the way your tradition is. And they had the machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel had the machlekes, which of the two ancient traditions makes more sense to them. Saves you a lot of problems, this Meiri. Okay. So Nachamal, so the Gemara says the word mave is so vague. It could be in Odom, it could be in Shein. So the Gemara says, Eima mave zahamayim, we have a pasuk in Yeshaya about the verb mave is used in connection with water. So maybe it means that Adam Hamazik al Yidei Mayim. So Tosfos there affect Akasha, Adam Hamazik al Yidei Mayim is Adam Hamazik. So we know Adam Hamazik is Chayim. So what do you need another Av Nezikin of Mavazeh Hamayim? It's Mavazeh Adam. So Tosfos says, oh, Mistama the Pshat is like this. Adam Hamazik is only if he Mazik B'Kerach Rishon. Either B'Gufo, directly he smashes the window, or he throws a stone, he's Adam HaMazik HaYidei Kocho. But if he's Mazik HaYidei Kerach Sheni, then he would be Potter. So that's what it means. Mabazeh HaMayim, even though it's HaYidei Kerach Sheni, he'll still be Chai. That's how Tosfos interprets that Havamin in the Gemara. The Gemara rejects that the Mab in the Mishnah is not mine. But initially, when the Gemara thought to say, Veim HaMabazeh HaMayim, so that's what Tosfos explains. So the Chazon Ish there, this in a Sefer Bava Kama, doesn't agree with the Tosfos. He thinks, what do you mean? The difference between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni only appears in the Gemara in three locations. Benegeh to Shchita, Benegeh to Ritzicha, the Gemara puts the two together onto Zayin and Manalach. And the third source is Benegeh to Netilas Yadayim in Perikol HaBosom. It doesn't apply to every case, every time there's a din of Maisa HaAdam. Maisa HaAdam is one din. A Kerach Gaber is something over and above Maisa HaAdam. It's not identical with Maisa Adam. Tosfos obviously assumes that it's the same thing. Kerach Gavra is Aramaic and Maisa Adam is Hebrew, and it's the same thing. One is a translation of the other. And the Chazon Ish thinks no, that it's Rab Chaim also has like that in his Sefer, that Kerach Gavra is something over and above Maisa Adam. Yeah.
Rabbi, isn't it a little strange point, Chazon Ish, that there's only three places in Tefillah, Sitam, Shchita, and Ritzicha, like Mishnah, these from anything else?
I don't know. The Gemara learns it out from a Pasuk.
Right.
Netilas Yadayim is only Midr Rabbanan. Could be called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Derais Tikkun. There is a din of Netilas Yadayim Derais. It says by Egla Rufa. Roch Tzu Zikne Hiris Yideim Al Egla Ha Rufa Banochal. There is a din there. I don't think you need a cup there. There is a pasuk in Chumash that there is a din of I don't know, not Netilas. We call it Netilas Yadayim because Natla in Aramaic means a kli. So we're already saying the detail halacha that you have to wash v'chitzis yadayim with a kli. There by Egla Rufa it says v'rochtzi yadayim, v'rochtzi zikna iris yadayim al rosha Egla harufa banocha. I don't think you need a kli, but there is a din deraisa v'chitzis yadayim. So maybe over there you need davke kerach gavra. I don't know what's the drosha by v'rochtzu. I don't know. by Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, could be. Could be you did need Netila from a Kli. Probably do. Could be that there you need a Kach Gavra. Could be by Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. I don't remember any Gemara in Zvachim. There are Gemaras in Zvachim talk about Kiddush Adayim. I don't remember the Gemara saying that you need Kach Gavra by Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Could be that, yes. Could be that that's the Kain there, I see. Could be that Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, you need Kach Gavra. I don't know. The Kosher Glover has a tshuva. He discusses tzitzis. The chutei tzitzis have to be made lishma. When you tie the tzitzis onto the beged, that's a machlokes tesis in the Rambam. When they need kshiras achutim ala beged lishma anat. But on tviyas achutim to take the raw wool and to convert it into string, so that's a beferish gemar. Everybody agrees to that. One would have thought that the whole requirement for tefillah lishma means not only do you have to tie the tzitzis on the beged lishma, even all the way back when you make it into string, also has to be lishma. That's what I would have thought, but they didn't ask me. So machlekes taisus in the Rambam. So here for the Rishonim hold, you don't need the kshiras achutim lishma. That's a shaila can a cotton tie tzitzis onto a beged. Two opinions on Shulchan Aruch. If you need lishma, so cotton is a la barda, so you can't do lishma. I remember as a child, I was one of the few people. My grandfather was a shamus in Rabbi Peretzky's Young Israel in the Bronx. And I was brought up by my grandparents for a couple of years because my parents lived in Pennsylvania. There was no yeshiva. So I stayed by my grandparents. So my grandfather taught me how to tie tzitzis. So I used to tie the tzitzis on all the shul tanaisim, way before my bar mitzvah. But they don't exist anymore. Those tanaisim are out of commission. Okay. So that my grandfather didn't know the big Shulchan Aruch, he just knew the kids of Shulchan Aruch. So that's two opinions of Shulchan Aruch. If you need kshiras achutim lishma, then it says in Shulchan Aruch, a cotton cannot create lishma. By get also we pass, and a cotton cannot write a get lishma. Chereshotim cotton is only good for the teifus, not for the Torah. So there's a discussion in the Kosher Glover has a tshuva. What if you have a factory and you push a button and the machine takes the raw wool and it converts it into string? And where the Jew who pushes the button, the bar mitzvah Jew who pushes the button, makes a declaration, I'm pushing the button, l'shem mitzvah, or matzahs. We assume matzahs have to be l'shma. So let's say the Jew pushes the button on the matzah machine and all the water is there and all the flour is there and everything is all set up. He pushes the button and then it goes on and on and on for 12 hours. He keeps on making matzahs. Keeps on going. Is that called asiyah lishmo or not? So the question is, so the Kosher Glover assumes that if it's kerech sheni, it's not called maisa ha'odam, and if it's not maisa ha'odam, you can't say that you had asiyah lishmo. It's only called asiyah lishmo if it was done by a person. So if it's kerech sheni, it's not called maisa ha'odam. The Chazanish disagrees with the whole assumption. He assumes that you only need kerech gavra in these three halachas. Who says you need kerech gavra by asiyas ha tzitzis lishma or by asiyas ha matzah lishma? You just need maisa ha'adam. So maybe kach sheni is called maisa ha'adam. It's only chisorn when you need over and above maisa ha'adam, you need a kach gavra too. So that's a big shaila. How in the world are you supposed to understand what is the difference between kach rishon and kach sheni? What is the difference? The Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav, also assumes that kach sheni is not called maisa ha'adam. He has a tshuva in Chela Gimel in the Dvar Avram. He has a tshuva about a mikveh. The water has to be filled into the mikveh bidei shamayim. If it's bidei odam, if a person pours the water, mayim shuvim is a machlokes harishonim, whether it's a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan. Gimel ugi mayim shuvim pasul a mikveh. If the mikveh is choser, it doesn't yet have arbaim so, then you pour in gimel ugi mayim shuvim, so that pasul is the mikveh, that's for sure only a din d'rabbanan. You have to empty out all the water and start all over again. That's a din derabban. What if the whole mikveh is mayim shuvim? So that's a machlekes harishonim. Machlekes the mechaber and the ramah. Mechaber paskens that kuloshov is only the rabbanon, and the ramah is machmer that kuloshov is a psul deraisa. According to the mechaber, that kuloshov machlekes the rei and the rabbein etam big taisusin. According to those who hold that the shuvim is only with the rabbanon, the whole institute of shuvim is only with rabbanon. So why did they invent such a psul? From thin air, why do they make up such a psul? If the din of shuvim is their raisa, say gimalugim is a gzera otu kulo shov. Okay, so we understand. But if you say the gan said the whole din from the beginning to the end, the whole din of shuvim is only rabbanan. So where did they get such a wild einfall? They make a psul of shuvim. So the Rishonim explain two explanations. So they say one explanation: ein tefila bekelim. That's a din d'oraisa. Let's say you have a bathtub that stands on legs, and it got filled up with water b'dei shamayim. It rained enough that the whole bathtub is, the whole swimming pool is full of water. So that's a gemara and brachas that that's for sure a psul d'oraisa. You can't be toivol in a kli. The mikveh has to be mechubal karka. There's no tefila in a kli. So some rishonim say that shuvim is exera de rabbanan otu the din d'oraisa ben tefila b'kelim. Okay, and others say a little differently, that the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, it's Mishnayis, but the Mishnayis never explained what it's based on. The Gemara in Zvachim, of all places, we don't have any Talmud Bavli on Mikvos, but the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Chafei explains these Mishnayis, that the Pasuk says, Ach mayin abor mikveh mayim yihi yatohar. So the simple translation of the Pasuk is, if a person is Tamei, or a Kli is Tamei, and he's Tovel and a Mikveh, Tovel and a Mayon, one or the other, Ach mayin abor mikveh mayim, after your table there, yihya tohar, you will be tohar. That's the simple pshat. So the Gemara has an additional level, the Torah Shabbat has additional level of interpretation. Yihya tohar, achmayin abar mikveh mayim, yihya tohar is talking about the hishavus ha-mikveh. When you want to fill up a mikveh, it has to be habayosai, al yidob sheinim mekabel tuma. If the person is going to, let's say I take a broom, and I have a pit, that's going to be the mikveh. I want to be tovel. An adam tummy wants to be tovel in the mikveh, but there isn't any water in the mikveh. So I'm going to take a broom, and there's water all over the place. I'm going to push the water with the broom that it should go directly into the mikveh. The water never became mayim shuvim. It was never held in a kli, but nonetheless, that's a psul mikveh deraisa because havi yosai de dover hamakabel tuma. A person is a dover hamakabel tuma, and let's say it's raining. And the rain is not falling into the mikveh. So I'm going to take a table, and a table is a dover hamakabaltum, a chair, a shtender, and I'm going to put the table, lean the table in such a position that the rain is going to bounce down from the sky, going to bounce on the table and bounce directly into the mikveh. So since a table is a dover hamakabaltum, that mikveh is a pasul and mikveh menater. Havayosa agde dover hamakabaltum is no good, because the pasuk says, Achmayin aboy mikveh mayim, yihi yatohar, the hisavas hamikveh, has to be ayidei tahara. So again, so if a person takes a broom and he sweeps the water directly into the mikveh, if the person sweeps the water, the Gemara says in Zvachim like this, if the person sweeps the water to a slanty madron, how do you say, a slanty incline, yeah.
A ramp,
let's say, a slopey area. I sweep the water over there, and then the water rolls down into the mikveh. So since I didn't push it directly into the mikveh, that's not a psul of havayasai de dover hamakabel tum. It's only possible if it went directly from the dover hamakabel tum into the mikveh. He pushes it with a broom directly in. If he pushes in a broom till over here, and then it rolls in, so that's kosher. That's how the Gemara says. Then you just have to judge. Maybe it'll be mayim shuvim. If you're pushing with a broom, it won't be mayim shuvim. Okay. That's the Gemara. So the Dvar Avram has a tshuva that he died in the ghetto in Kovna before they had a chance to kill him, before they killed all the Jews. He died from sickness in the ghetto. So he writes a shaila: if you have an electric pump and a person pushes the button, and mimela, the water flows from the rooftop, wherever it is, the water flows from outside into the bar of the mikveh. So it's a situation where there's no mayim shuvim. It goes in pipes that don't have a base kibul. It doesn't sit there. It doesn't have the ability to sit in the pipes. But the person pushed the button. So is that considered as if he pushed the water directly into the mikveh? Or would you say, no, that's not his maisa? So he says, well, it depends. Was it kerch rishon or kerch sheni? If it's kerch rishon, then it's his maisa. If it's kerch sheni, it's not his maisa. So how do you define kerch rishon? How do you define kerch sheni? He's assuming already like the Tosfos, the Dvar Avram Tzak. Safe assumption. He's assuming, like Taisus and Bava Kama, and Daf Vav Amid Beis, that by Mavzei Amayim, that the Maisa HaAdam needs Kerach Rishon. If it's Kerach Sheni, not only is it a Chisar and a Kerach Gaber, it's a Chisar and a Maisa HaAdam. So he says over here, if by my pushing the button, the water reaches the mikveh, the Kerach Rishon, then it'll be a Psul Deraisa of Haviyasai Deidav HaMakabel Tum. If it's only through my Kerach Sheni, then it's okay. So what is Kerach Rishon? What is Kerach Sheni? So it's a problem. It's a problem. What does it mean, kerach rishon, kerach sheni? So he gives a definition He says if you would have picked up the din and then put it down 5 seconds later, so what would have been accomplished with the first amount of water that went out? So if you would have accomplished the shchita or the ritzicha with the first bit of water, that's called kerch rishon, that relates back to me, then the mikveh is going to be puzzle. But if you would, he says over here, the mikveh, if you push the button, you leave it for 5 seconds, then you close it. So whatever would be accomplished in those 5 seconds, that relates back to me, that's called kerch rishon. Whatever happens later on is considered as if it happened by itself. Kerch sheni happened by itself. That's a problem. Where did he get,
the amount of time,
Where do you get the amount of time? Where do you get the 5 seconds? Where does that come from? So it's a problem. What does it mean, kerch rishon? Rashi over here writes a little bit. Rashi and Sanhedrin, the Gemara gave you a cross reference to Sanhedrin, Ayin, Zayin, and Beis. Rashi and Sanhedrin writes, Rashi says it depends whether the person, I tied somebody up and I picked up the dam and I caused them to drown. The Rashi says, was he near the dam? So when I picked it up, the water hit on him directly. Was he a mile away and it took a long time till the water hit him? So according to Rashi, even if he picks up the dam and he puts it down 5 seconds later, but the water takes a long time till it rolls there. Rashi does not sound like he's saying what the Dvar Avraham said. But we don't understand, according to Rashi, why does it make a difference whether the water hit him directly or the water hit him a mile later? So there's a Yad Ramah there in Sanhedrin. The Yad Ramah is a Rishon. He quotes Rashi and he disagrees. He says it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make a difference whether he's close by or far by. So he rejects Rashi's pshat and he gives another two pshat. Two totally different pshatim. And he says the Gemara doesn't mean two things. Rapapa doesn't talk out of both sides of his mouth. Rapapa either said one pshat or the other, but he thinks they're both correct. One of them is what Rapapa said, and the other one is true because mitzad asvar. I'm not sure what both of the pshatim are the Yad Ramah on. There's a big Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Halpern. There were those who said that after Rabbi Shlomo Zalman passed away, he was the next in line. Not Mefursim, he's not as Mefursim as Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's for sure not. He runs the Machon Technology in the beginning of Bayit V'Gan. So he became famous years ago because he printed a kuntres, a shtamshes b'boiler b'Shabbos, but using hot water on Shabbos, when you take out hot water, so it caused more cold water to get cooked on Shabbos, he wrote a whole kuntres on that, the use of a boiler. So he discusses whether Kerch Rishon and Kerch Sheni has any relevance to Hilchos Shabbos. According to the way what we said, it should depend on this machlokes, the Chazanish and the Taisus. According to Taisus, when there is a din, you can't be in violation of Melechah Shabbos unless you did a Maisa Ha'adam. There's no Chil Shabbos B'Shei V'Altasa, but is there a din of Kerach Gavra? Probably not. In the Gemara, you only have Kerach Gavra by the three cases, by Shechita and Tibbos Yadayim, and by Ritzicha. So he works on that, he quotes all the Marmakamis, and then he works on this Yad Ramah. So I remember 40 years ago when he first came to America, he was hacking about his Yad Ramah, but I don't know what the Yad Ramah says. I'm not sure. The Yad Ramah has, I don't understand the Rashi. The Yad Ramah doesn't understand Rashi. He rejects Rashi. What's the difference whether he's close by or far away? It should be the same. Then the Yad Ramah has two other pshat. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the Yad Ramah says. It's a big problem. Well, what exactly is, what does this correspond to, this Kerch Rishon and the Kerch Sheni? And where does it apply? The Kosher Glover talks in Hilchus. The Kosher Glover has Tshuvas, so he talks in Hilchus Tzitzis. Can you have a machine-made Tzitzis? Is that acceptable? So it costs more. If you have Avodas Yad, it costs you 10 times as much than machine-made Tzitzis. Yeah, the Chumrah is that Avodas Yad for sure is Lishma. There's room to say that it's Kerch Sheni. And it's not called Asiya Lishma, even though a Jew pushed the button, a Jew of a Bar Mitzvah pushed the button, he says he's doing it L'Shem Mitzvah. Yeah. Kosher Glover thinks that it is, everything is Kerach Rishon. Why? So he quotes a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tantilus Yadayim, where the Magen Avraham is talking about the Kerach Rishon Kerach Sheni. The Gemara talks about Kerach Rishon Kerach Sheni, but he gets in Tantilus Yadayim. So the Magen Avraham says the only time, he quotes a Tshuva Sefer, Magen Avraham quotes one of the Tshuvas from the Achrayim. The only time we distinguish between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni is when you did what this Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Halpern coined the term Hasaras Hamoneya. If the water in the reservoir is pushing down, there is water pressure. But except the water pressure it can't break the walls, so it's not gonna go anywhere. So if you pick up the dam, so then there's room for the water to go. So it's not that I took a bucket of water and I threw it. I took away the wall. Once I take away the walls, and mele, the water pressure that was pressuring, that was pushing down anyway, then now it has a place to go. So it goes. So if you do hasaras hamoneya, then the Mogen Avraham says that's when we distinguish between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni. We still don't understand what is Kerach Sheni. What is Kerach Rishon? What is Kerach Sheni? But the Mogen Avraham says the whole distinction only is if you did hasaras hamoneya. But let's say you take a barrel of water and you tilt it sideways. Let's say I take a barrel of water, I tilt it sideways on a stand, and the water is going to flow for a while, and then quickly I put my hands over there while the water is falling out from the bucket. So then the Magen Avraham says, you did the maisa of throwing the water. So that's for sure Kerach Gavra. That's L'chol HaDeis. You don't distinguish there between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni. So that's what the Kozhuk Lover writes. Before you push the button, so there is no water pressure. There's nothing. The electricity is not hooked up yet. When you complete the circuit, so you're initiating the whole thing, Yesh Me'ayin. So since you started the whole thing, even what continues 12 hours later, you're baking matzahs for 12 hours later, everything is Kerach Rishon. Whenever I set up the whole thing, then the whole thing, everything is called Kerach Rishon. The distinction between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni is only if you did Hasaras Hamaneya, and then Memela, there was of some other Koyach that was functioning here. But if you initiated the whole Koyach, you completed the circuit, so everything relates back to you. That's the Chazon Ish and the Kozhuk Lover. They were contemporaries. They both quoted the same Magen Avraham.
And Tosfos by Mamzer Mayim, so there was Tosfos had a Sadlo Lachali. Tosfos discussed Kol Rishon Kerach Sheni Lagabe.
Odom Amazik, right?
So there was Saras Amoneya.
They don't go into the details. They don't go into details. That's what the Magen Avraham claims. The only time we say Kerach Sheni is not the Maisa Ha'adam is if all that was involved was Hasara Samaneya. Yeah.
Can Rebbe just define exactly what the translation or definition between Maisa Adam and Koach Gavra, how does one define?
Tosfos holds that it's exactly the same thing. Tosfos says one is Aramaic, one is Hebrew, it's all the same. Adam Amazik is only Chayev, and the Tzitzis is only called Asir Lishma. If it's Kerach Rishon, Kerach Sheni is not called Maisa Adam. And Rab Chaim and the Sefer and the Chazon Ish both assume not so. Rab Chaim has Rishonim who say like that. We had the Rashbon, the Torah Sabbais, that the Mechaber quoted, said a person is sitting, has a knife on his lap, and then he gets up, and he sees the knife is there, and he just doesn't bother. He doesn't care what's going to happen. So the Gemara says in Bava Kamma that Hoyse Evin Menachas Becheiko Ba'omad, and he knows, and he made a hezek. So it's koi chai. So he's odom amazik yesterday. Odom odli erlam. Odom amazik b'shoigig is also chai. So what if he gets up and he knows he has the thing on his lap? He knows it's going to fall somewhere, but he doesn't care where it falls. And then, lo and behold, it shechts a chicken properly. It's hard to believe he can shecht the behema. It's hard to believe he can even shecht the chicken. Okay, so a miracle happened. It shechted the chicken. So would that be good or not? So the Rashbon, the Torah Sabbah, is quoted that the Bali Atesis, one misupik, the Chabad quotes is, and maybe it's not called Kerach Gavra. Maisa Ha'adam it is. But to be called Kerach Gavra is something over and above Maisa Ha'adam. That's where Rab Chaim got it from. Rab Chaim quotes that, and the Chazon Ish writes, he doesn't quote that din from the Shulchan Aruch. It just says, you see in the Lashon HaGemara, the difference between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni only is mentioned in these three locations. That's only a din in these places. Doesn't apply to Maisa Ha'adam. Mm-hmm.
Can we assume that Omer al-Gabov helps to provide the Shema for a Katan? Helpful
Maisa? No. We assume it does not help.
No.
Does not help. Gadol Omer al-Gabov helps for the Shema by Tofes. The Tofes I get only needs Ksiva Lishma Midirabban, Exera to the Torah. But on the Torah, Gadol Omer al-Gabov wouldn't help for Chersha to the Katan. We assume a Katan is a Labar Das and he can't create Lishma. You have to for the Shema Deraisa, you need a Gadol. Gadol Omer al-Gabov doesn't help. Yeah, then the Gemara discusses Tolda Shel B'Sav Chibra and the various halachas. What's a din of Shechita? So first the Gemara said B'Yevet it would be good. Then the Gemara says on Tezayin and Beis, we're not so sure. Maybe it would be good, maybe not good. The Gemara on Tezayin and Beis distinguishes between two kinds of Tolda Shel B'Sav Chibra. We were talking yesterday about a telephone pole. on a utility pole. So they cemented the pole into the ground. It's going to stay there. They built a building. Abayis, they plan to leave the building for a long time. So the Gemara says, what if you did a talush of the besof chibra below hishvish, it didn't take roots. If it takes roots, it's mechuba mamish. If it's low hishvish, it didn't take roots, but you only plan to leave it there temporarily. I have a knife, and somehow I cemented the knife onto a tree. He's not going to be able to use the knife because man cemented onto the tree. So it's only temporarily attached to the tree. So that's what the Gemara says. No. If it's, the Gemara says, Anta Zayna Mebeis, Shiny Sakin Delo Mevatale. If you attach a sakin, you cement the sakin to the ground, to the tree, you're only leaving it there temporarily. That for sure is called Tolush. That for sure is not. Tolush Ubisav Chibra is a discussion. There's what to discuss. What is Dinika Mechuba Dinika Tolush? That's only if it's Mevatale there. But if it's only there temporarily, Delo Mevatale, then for sure it's Dinika Tolush. That's how the Gemara says. So then the Gemara distinguished that Tolush B'Sav Chibra is not necessarily going to have the same din in the various cases. By Avodah Zarah, we said for sure. Hamishtach v'labay shalo, Omar Rav, Hamishtach v'labay shalo asarai, because there, it's not really a din of Mechuba versus Tolush, it's a din of Yesh bo tvisas yadon versus Ein bo tvisas yadon. So the bias is certainly Yesh bo tvisas yadon. It's a man-made bias. It's not a natural bias, that's for sure. I'm going to get to Shechita, that's what the Gemara wasn't sure. So the Gemara on Tezvav and Mebeis was Mekel. Then the Gemara on Tezayin and Mebeis also is not sure about it. What's the din? Maybe it's Dinik and Mechuba. Maybe it's Dinik and Mechuba, maybe Dinik and Tolish. They're not sure what the din should be. So one of the cases that they discuss is Hechsha Zeroin. The Pasuk says, V'chiyuta mayim azera zero she'er yizareya, that the Gemara has from the four things that are mekabel tum, odim, mekel, mochel, mamashkim. So the Gemara has a lashon in Pesachim that mashkem alulim lekabel tumah. Mashkem are more susceptible to kabbalas tumah than ochlim. Mashkem don't need hechsher zroim. You don't have to rinse off the mashke that it should be able to be mekabel tumah. As opposed to ochlim, the ochlim are only mekabel tumah if it was first rinsed off. That's the pasuk. The chiyut and mayim al zera. The zera is ochlim, ochel adam. Mayim al adam is only mekabel tumah. Chiyut and mayim al zera. So the Mishnah says, Rashi quotes, the Mishnah says in Mishnayis Machshirin, that's what Machshirin is all about, to be Machshir the Oichel, to be Mekabel Tumah. Rashi quotes, Tisnan betrilas Maseches Machshirin Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, the opening Mishnah Machshirin, Rashi on Tazayinam and Aleph quotes it, before the lines become very wide in the Rashi. So the Mishnah says that you have to have either Trilasa Lerotzon or Sofa Lerotzon. What does it mean? So Rashi interprets like this. I don't think the Rambam agrees with Rashi. Rambam, I think, does not learn like Rashi. But Rashi interprets the Mishnah. If I initially, when it rains, so the rain is considered as if it's mechuber. Let's say you have a river. So the water is considered as if it's mechuber lakarka. The rain is considered as if it's mechuber to the sky, because the rain comes from the clouds. It's not the kind of mechuber that we're used to thinking of. We talk about mechuba lekarka, dina kekarka, mechuba to the clouds. That's not mechuba lekarka. It's a different kind of mechuba. So the rain is only machshel lekabel tuma if the rain becomes tolish. It can become tolish one of two ways. Let's say I'm interested in having a drink of water. I want to wash my dirty clothing. So I put a big container in the rain and it's pouring and the water collects in the container. So since I was collecting it on purpose, on behalf of a dover hatolush, I want to wash my clothing, or I want to drink it. So that's considered as if the water was nitlash, bidei adam. The water was nitlash from its natural habitat, from the clouds, and it's if it rains and it just makes a puddle on the ground, so the baita, it was mechuba there, it's mechuba here. So mechuba is not going to be machshel lekabel tumah. So let's say if you have a river, or you have a puddle of rainwater. And I take an apple, and I put the apple in on purpose. I put the apple into the water on purpose in order that it should wash it off. So then when I take it out, so the water is mechuber. The water that's on the ground in the river is called mechuber. Not mechuber lekarka, mechuber. Like mechuber to the clouds. It's not mechuber lekarka, it's mechuber. So when I dip the apple in and I take it out, so I was told I wanted to rinse off the apple, and I want to take the apple out. But I want to eat the apple while it's still in the river. You want to take the apple out. So that means that's called sofa lerotzen. When the mayim, mechubarim, got to touch the surface of the apple, so I was toilish it on purpose there. I wanted to take the apple out of the river with the water on it. So that's sofa lirotzen. But let's say the apple fell into the river by itself, and then someone took it out. So it wasn't sofa lirotzen. So the water of the river is mechuba. So what happens though if I have a pan of water? And I wanted the water to be nitlash, I wanted to be tolush the water from the clouds to service a dover tolush. So that's what the Gemara quotes. That's what the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah in Machshir, Perek Dalet in Machshir. The fella puts a plate on top of the kaisel because the plate is dirty. He wants to clean off the plate. So he wants to be tolush the water from the clouds that's coming down. We view all the water that rains down, and all the water in the river, in the lake, and the sea, as if it's all considered mechuber. So if I want to wash off b'shvil shetudach hakaira, I want to wash off the kaira, so that's called chilosa lirotzen. So that water later, even if it just bounces accidentally on an apple, Rashi learns pshat in the Mishnah, that's called chilosa lirotzen, v'sofa shelo lirotzen, that will be machshe the apple or kabel tumah. The Rambam doesn't seem to learn like that. That's how Rashi learns. But this is only if chilosa lirotzen, if the initially when it's raining, I was happy, I put a plate out, I want to wash off the plate. What if I put a plate to protect the kaisel? I have something outside. The kaisel is going to get ruined. I just painted the kaisel. So I'm going to put a plate on to protect the kaisel. So I don't want the water. I want the water to go away. So then it's that's not called I wasn't interested in washing off the plate. And I was interested in not in protecting the kaisel that it shouldn't get wet. So there is no chilosa lirotzen. What if the rain is only raining over here and the kaisel is inside and I put a plate outside so that the rainwater will bounce on the plate and wash off the kaisel inside because it's only raining there outside, it's not raining here. So does the kaisel have the status of mechuber or does it have the status of tolush? So the Gemara thought, the Gemara has a stir between the mashmas of the Reish and the Seif of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Tavra Mishu Shanazu Lo Shanazu, this is the Machlekes HaTanaim of Tolosh Lebesav Chibur. Because they always imagine the Kaisel. How do you make a Kaisel? You take bricks, and then you cement it to the ground. So the Tolosh Lebesav Chibur, it doesn't take root. It's not going to grow in the ground. The Kaisel is cemented to the ground. So that's a real case of Tolosh Lebesav Chibur. So that's Tavra Mishu Shanazu Lo Shanazu. The steer between the Mashmos of the Reish and the Mashmos of the Sefer. If you put the kaira there in order that the rainwater should bounce on the kaira and land on the wall to wash off the wall, is that a kavana to service a tolush or is that called kavana to service a mechuber? If it's considered a kavana to service a tolush, then the rainwater is considered tolush, and then later on if the apple falls into that rainwater, it'll be hukshu v'kabel tumu without any, you don't need yitain, you don't need yutan dumi the yitain, you don't need any kavana later. So that's how the Gemara thought that every kaisel in the world is a tolush lebesav chibur because it doesn't take root. Then the Gemara says not necessarily true, and for the Gemara it could be sedor the two different kinds, sedor tzvei dinim, the two kinds of kaisel. There's a kaisel binyan and there's a kaisel ma'ara. Kaisel ma'ara is mamish mechuber. So how do you describe? Well, how do you define a kaisel ma'ara? So I would have said, Rashi doesn't say it like that. I would have translated Kaisel Ma'ara. Kaisel Binyan means I have bricks. And I put all the bricks up and I cement it to the ground. So that's Tolosh Lebesav Chibur. I would have said Kaisel Ma'ara means I have offer. So I take offer from other places. I put offer on top of offer on top of offer. So offer on top of offer. What are you going to say? That's Tolosh Lebesav Chibur. That's what we mentioned yesterday, the Ramah, in the end of Yeridei, quotes from the Tur B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya. That the Gemara says that a mace is also bahano. We assume that that's the raisa. And then the mishamshi mace are also asa bahano. That's questionable whether that's the raisa or the rabban. So included in mishamshi mace are the ohel on top of the mace. So the Gemara says if it's a keva binyan, so the ohel on top of the mace becomes asa bahano. It's a tolush lebesav chibur. It becomes asa bahano. But the Gemara says if you just have the karka oelam, I dug out the offer, I put the mace in, then I throw back offer on top. So the offer itself, the Gemara says, that's not called tolush lebesav chibur, that's mamish karka. So the poshup shot is, that's mamish karka. Offer on top of offer on top of offer is the same. If you plant a tree in the ground in Hishrish, so a tree is wood, a tree is gedula karka, a tree is not karka. It says in Hilchas Sukkah that the schach has to be gedulei karka, and it says that karka is not acceptable. It has to be dafki gedulei karka. Karka and gedulei karka are two different things. So the tree is basically gedulei karka. It's not karka itself. So if hishvish, then it's called mechur bela karka dinik karka. If lo hishvish, then it's a machlokes satanoim, whether tolish l'sof chiv is dinik tolish or kemechuber. So the pashtus is bamed varman morim. When you have a machlokes, if you put a telephone pole in, you took gedulei karka, you attached it to the ground, kavua tolish l'sof chiv, but lo hishvish. But if you take offer, you take a truck full of offer, I throw it on top of the ground. Offer on top of offer is offer. It's all mamish karka. It's not mechuba lekarka dinik. That is karka. Karka is only the karka the way it was originally in Sheshes May Breshes. And if a little sand moved from another place, it's not karka. The Pashto says that it's all karka. But that was the Pele in the Ramah, that the Ramah quoted this Tur B'Shem Rabbeinu Yishai. When you dig out the grave, you dig out the cavity to bury the person, then after you lower the oren, then you throw the offer back in. So he said the offer that you threw back in is Tolosh al-Basav Chibra, and it becomes Asabano. So that was the Pele that they all is. Because the answer they give is that somehow or another, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and that sugya, when the Gemara talks about Machlek Zabai V'Rabba, Hazman Amilsi, Hazman Alam Milsi, Harig Beged Lameis, I made Tachrichim for the Meis, or I bought Tachrichim in the store for the Meis, someone died already. If he didn't die yet, so there's no Meis, so there's no Meshamsha Meis, the Gemara says. If I'm buying Tachrichim, I'm still alive, and I'm buying Tachrichim that I'm going to use, Lachamev, Yes, Mashana, so nobody holds Hazman Amilsi here over there. It means if someone is already dead, and then I bought Tachrichim for him. So it's a machleg in the Bible, Rav. Does it only become Asabano after he put it on the mace? That's how we pass like Rav. And Abai holds no Hazmana Milsi. Since he's already dead, and I designated these Tachrichim to bury the mace in, so it's already called Misham Sheha Mace. So the Gemara there says that the kever of the mace is also Misham Sheha Mace. The kever should be Asabano, but Karka Oilam is Mutta because you learn out from Alaheim Al Haharim Alay Haharim Alaheim. How are you learning out? That's a question. Why did the Gemara decide to learn out that Karka Oilam is Mutta Bahanoa by Misham Shameis? They're learning it out from Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara assumes that there's some kind of a connection. The Gemara didn't pick any other Mukher. The Gemara only learns from from Avodah Zarah. So if you're learning from Avodah Zarah, so then we understand the Rabbeinu Yishai. It's not a din of Karka versus Metaltalim. It's not a din of Mechuba versus Tolashid, it's a din of Yeshbo Tfisas Yadodim versus Eimba Tfisas Yadodim. The Gemara says, Amishtachva Lesode Loyasor, right? My Soda. Amishtachva Lesode Shali Loyasor. But if Chafa Babar Shechan Maras, then it is Asor. It's Mamish Karka, the answer is, but it's Yeshbo Tfisas Yadodim. He did a Maisa to it. Here also, the Rabbi Nishai is not so Shver. But over here, yeah, so that's not Shver because somehow or another, the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Mem Zayin learns out that Karka Oilam is Muta Bahanoa by Misham Sheha Meis. Somehow that's based on the din of Avodah Zarah. And by Avodah Zarah, it's a din of Yesh Batfisas Yadorim. But over here, by Hechsha Zroyim, it's a regular din of Mechuba. It's not a regular din, it isn't. A regular din, it isn't, because we consider the water and the clouds as if it's Mechuba to the clouds, and the water and the river is Mechuba la Karka. It's not a regular din, but it's a different kind of mechuba, but it's not a vart of yeshbo, a rainbow, tvises, yaron. It's a different halacha. So that's the shaila over here. How do you define kaisel ma'ora? So I thought, if you throw offer on top of offer, kaisel binyan is if you have bricks. Yeah, bricks is really a dova hametalton on bricks and cemented to the ground. That's a toldash l'besav chibra. Kosel Morris, if you have offer on top of offer on top of offer, so even if you took it from another place, it'll also be Mechuba Mamish. That'll be Mechuba Mamish. It won't be Tolish L'Basav Chibra. And Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns Kosel Morris means you had a Soda, and then you wanted to make a Kosel, so you did Chok Toiches. So I dug out a ditch on this side, I dug a ditch on this side, and in the middle, the Kosel remains. That's the Kosel the way it was. But if you take earth and you pour more earth on top till you make a whole kaisel more, the way I described it, the Rashi learns that'll be the same shiloh tolish al basov chibro. Surprising why Rashi learns like that. Unless he holds also it's a din of tvisas yad odom.
Rashi agrees with Rabbi, just that's what ma'ara means. Rashi agrees, that's what a ma'ara is a cave.
That's what a cave is. A man-made cave. That's how you make a man-made cave. You dig out on both sides in the. Sounds very hard to make a cave like that. Now, wouldn't it be easier to make a cave the way I describe? I don't know. I never made a cave before. I don't know. That's what Rashi writes. Kaisel mar means you did a chok toiches, and mele the kaisel is left there. So that's mamish mechuber le karka from mesheshes meibereshes. But if it sounds from Rashi, if you put offer on top of offer, it wouldn't be. Wouldn't be considered the mechuber. I don't know. Here the top Tosus has Tosus goes Lushitosan. The top Tosus on Tezayim and on Aleph is introducing the topic of Isha Mishum Chitzov to Ratzeach. The Gemara has in the second parak of Baba Kama Machlek Zabiach and Mishlokish, where the Eish is Mishum Chitzov. If a person takes a torch and he comes to someone else's house and he does arson and he burns down the whole house, of course it's Adam Amazik. That's Adam Amazik. Bekoichai, okay, it's Adam Amazik Gai De Koichai, so he's Chai for sure. Itam Adam. The Machlek Zabiach and Mishlokish is a person didn't do it on purpose. He made a barbecue. After the barbecue was over, he thought he put out the fire. And then later on, he wasn't careful enough. So the Gemara says, sounds like I made a fire, but I was a little negligent afterwards, and I wasn't careful. And then the Eish spreads and it burns down the whole place. So Reish Lakish holds that Eish Mishum Amono. It's only Mamon Amazik. It's only Odom Amazik if he does it be Yadayim Mamish. And Rabbi Yechanan says, no, then it says, Shalem Shalem. Hamaviras Habera, the Torah calls him the as if he did the Maisa B'Yadayim. So Rabbi Yochanan derives from that pasuk. That's how we pask him. Whenever there's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish, we always pask like Rabbi Yochanan, except for the three cases that the Gemara has in Perek Acheles, in the middle of Yevamos. So this is not one of the three cases. So we pask like Rabbi Yochanan, the Isha Mishum Chitzov. So there's a major machlekes. Avdei Neza has a true about this. There's a major machlekes Harishonim. Does Isha Mishum Chitzav apply in Kol HaTorah Kula? Does it only apply by Mazik? That the Hezik that's done by Eish is considered as if it's Adam HaMazik. So Taisus assumes that Adav HaPashit. Taisus asks, why don't you say Isha Mishum Chitzav should be called Koyach Gavra? It should be good for Shchita. And Taisus learns here, if Isha Mishum Chitzav Yichai Mitam Ratzeach. Taisus assumes that Isha Mishum Chitzav applies in Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Briska Rav has a whole piece in the Sefer on the Rambam. And he shows that one can read the Gemara other way. The simple reading, the Gemara is that Yechai Mishum Ratzeach. If Isha Mishum Chitzav, Yechai Mishum Ratzeach. The Briska Rav explains that the Rambam and the Goyim hold not so. How do you deal with the Gemara? So he says he didn't know how to deal with the Gemara, and someone discovered Achidush Haran and Sanhedrin reinterprets the Gemara. The Ran has a different shot in the Gemara. It's only been again to come by the Rabbinay that the Gemara introduces Isha Mishum Chitzav. But it's not really that a Ratzeach would be chayv. Isha Mishum Chitzav doesn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kula. That's a shalom. What if someone is Machal Shabbos al Yidei Isha Mishum Chitzav? Does that relate back to me? That's the famous kasha of the Nemuki Yosef. How can you bench licht? How can you light candles on Friday? They continue to burn into Shabbos. If you say Isha Mishum Chitzav, let it be an act of Chil Shabbos. So that's a question. Is there even a question? Was the Nemuki Yosef's question in place or not? Maybe Isha Mishum Chitzav is only in the parsha of Adam HaMazik. That's how it says in the Oitzer HaGoyim. The Goyim hold like that. The Rambam got it from the Goyim. Isha Mishum Chitzav is only a din in parsha's Nizikin. It doesn't apply in any other area of Halach. And the Nebuki Yosef was convinced by the Baalei HaTosfos that it does apply by the simple reading in the Gemara. Isha Mishum Chitzav applies in Kol HaTorah Kula. So the top Tosfos, that's Tosfos Lishitosam. Tosfos assumes that Isha Mishum Chitzav is Chayv Misa Mitam Ratzeach also. So they say over here, if you murdered somebody, Dekach Sheni, it's talking about a case that it's not covered with Isha Mishum Chitzav. Okay. If Seif Chamalova says, you don't say Isha Mishum Chitzav there. So that's an important Tosfos. And the Tosfos, Linyan Avedis Kacham, is also important Tosfos. They just say the whole Machlekes, where the Tolosh of Besav Chibro is Tolosh of Mechuba, the whole topic that's being discussed on Tezayin, on Tezvav and Tezayin, is only Flohishvish. If Ishvish, he plant the tree and it takes roots, everyone agrees that that's Mechuba Lekarka, Dina Kekarka. That's not called Tolosh of Besav Chibro. Tolosh of Besav Chibro is just you cemented it to the ground, but it didn't take root yet. Then the Gemara has an Amud Beis and Tezayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, first the Gemara was clear, and the Gemara comes to the same conclusion that they had on the bottom of Tezvav Amud Beis. The Tolda Shel B'Sof Chibur, even though we Machlok is Rebbe and Reb Chia, if you Shech Ben Mechuber, so we pass like Rebbe. We Shech Ben Mechuber, it's a Psul Deraisa. Reb Chia disagrees. He didn't agree with Rebbe. But we pass like Rebbe, it's a Psul Deraisa. So that Psul Deraisa only applies if it's Mechuber Meikorah. But if it's only Tolda Shel B'Sof Chibur, so lechatchili you shouldn't shecht with it. Agzer atu real mechuber, and b'di'evit would be shchitas ekshev. B'di'evit it would be good. So then the Gemara says, when is that? Omar avana nomer shmol. That top 10 lines from the top. Lo shana ve'ela. When do we make all that b'di'evit? Told us lebesar chibroy shchitas ekshev. Even according to Rebbe, we pass like Rebbe. That's only. It's very hard to shecht with a knife that's mechuber. You're probably going to have to. The knife is mechuber, so it's not moving anywhere. So you're gonna have to hold on to the animal and fiddle back and forth with the animal. So the Gemara says, if you're gonna hold, if the knife is mechuber and the animal is on top, so then there's a concern the head of the animal may push down, and it may cause drasa, and it won't be koach gavri either. The Gemara had before a brisa on tezvavim and beis, as quoted in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, is mutar lachatchila to shecht an animal with the sakin is lamata. And the Rosh HaBehema is Lamaila. Muta lachatchila. Doesn't, provided that the head is restrained, that the animal is not going to push down his head. Muta lachatchila. So now the Gemara says, Lo Shana Wela, that's only, you can shecht with the Yevit, if you shecht with the Sakin that's Tolish L'Besov Chibroi, that's only good if the Sakin is Lamaila, but Tzav HaBehema Lamata. But if it's the reverse, you have Tarta the Reusa here. You have the head of the animal is on top, so there's always a concern, a bit of a concern of Drosa. And the knife is on the bottom. And the knife is Mechuber Nachtsu also. So then we wouldn't permit such a Shechita. It would be also. Sakan Lamata, Vesav Behem Lamata, Hashini Shem Yidros. It wouldn't be allowed. I frag the Gemara, the simple reading of the Braisa on Omid Beis before is not so. So it says that even Rosh HaBehema Lamaila, Sakan Amata, Behema Lamaila is good. So the Gemara says, maybe that goes if you're shechting with a Tolush. Or the Gemara says, maybe you can say no. Even if you're shechting with the Sakan that's Mechuber, a Tolush, Lepsav Chibra, maybe you're shechting a chicken. So chickens are so light, so then there's no Hashash that is going to make a drasa. But a Behema, we wouldn't permit it, at least the Chatchila for Shunat, we wouldn't permit it. If you have the Tzava Behemo Lamailo and the Sakan Lamata, and the Sakan is a Tolish L'Psav Chibra, that for sure we wouldn't permit. That's a Hashash of Dros. Then the Gemara goes into other details about shechting with the Krumish Halkona. If you have a sharp blade of grass, sometimes you can cut your finger on a piece of paper. You can cut your skin. You can't cut your finger. You can cut your skin on a sharp the edge of an envelope, or sometimes you can cut your skin on a piece of paper, and sometimes you can cut your skin with a sharp blade of grass. So the Gemara talks about the possibility of shechting a behema, probably impossible, shechting a chicken with a sharp blade of grass, a krum mishalkana. So the Gemara says you're going to be shechting with a krum mishalkana, perform a bris milah. Perform a bris milah with the krum mishalkana. The minig is that there's a medrash like that. The only source for the medrash is the Tzen of Arana. The Tzen of Arana quotes a medrash that the minig is you do a bris milah dafka with mateches, with metal. You don't use any other kind of material. It has something to do with the when David killed Goyas. So he threw the stone and the stone penetrated through. He was wearing metal armor. So the metal armor had to be rewarded, that it allowed the stone to go through. So the metal armor was rewarded. The Tzen of Arana quotes a medrash. No one knows what the makor is. I think they quote in the art scroll translation of the Tzen of Arana, they quote that the Masham says, Masham is a big bucky, says the only known source for this medrash is the Heligat Tzen of Arana. Okay, so the metal was rewarded because it allowed the stone to penetrate through and to kill Goyas. So we always use metal to perform our bismillah. That's a minik, but Mikra Din the Gemara says Bakol Malim Bei Mitzur Bei Mekone Bei Zchuches Bei Mekum Shalkon. You can use anything that's sharp, just like you can use anything that's sharp to perform the shchita. So you can use anything that's sharp to perform bris milah. So the Gemara says, but you have to be careful if you're going to use some kind of a blade of grass that has sharp things sticking in all directions, you can harm the baby. And you can, if you're going to use it to shecht, so you can make a nekev in the veshet before you'll do the shechita. So that's what the Gemara raises an issue over here. There are five things that the Masnit Tana, the Gemara has in the middle of Tezayin and Beis. And the Brice, it says there are five. Kamisha Dvarm Nemru, the Kumashal Kani, you shouldn't shecht with it because it may have another sharp edge that you won't realize. And you may make an ukubah salvation. You may make the animal a trefi before you finish the shechita. You shouldn't use it to perform a bris milah because you can injure the baby and so on and so forth. Okay. You got to be careful. Okay. Then the Gemara is going to comment on the Mishnah. Towards the bottom of Tazayim and Beis, the Mishnah says, Hakol shechtim aliyolam shechtim abakol shechtim. Hakol shechtim was the first Mishnah. So, vayta nachamol hakol shechtim. Anyone can shecht. That's what it means. Any person can shecht. So the Gemara and the first daf had six interpretations. What does it mean? Hakol shechtim. Hakol means a cheru shet. What does it mean? It means a mumer. It means a mumer lavadizara. It means a kusi. All the different interpretations. Atomei. All the different interpretations. What does it mean? Hakol shechtim. So what do you have? Vayta nachamal. Another Mishnah. Hakol shechtim. So the Gemara gives an interpretation. Hakol shechtim. All animals lend themselves to shechita. Even though the Chumash only talks about Hatzon Baka Yishachet Lahem or Matzah Lahem, the Chumash only talks about Shechita of Tzon Baka, never says a word about Shechita and Oifes. Hakol Shechta means Afilo Oifes. That's what it means. That's how the Gemara has on the last 10 lines on Tezayin and Beis. Hakol Shechta Mahakol B'Shechita. All animals lend themselves to Shechita, proper Shechita, Afilo Oif. That's later on Machlaikas HaTanoi, where the beginning of the second parak and later in the first parak taka, where the yesh shechita lof min haTorah, ain't shechita lof min haTorah. And chayis is the same as behemah, that's for sure, yeah. That's for sure deraisa. Shechita is chaya, you have all the hilcha shechita, and chaya the same as behemah. The only machlokes is bayov. And we had the Masham, with his bekiyas, Masham quoted the Rosh at the end of Yuma, quoted an opinion, the Maram Rutmer paskins that ain't shechita lof min haTorah, shechita sof is only the Rabbanah. It's not Benatur. Is there any nafkimina halacha lemaisa where the shechita lof Benatur with the Rabbana? So the Gemara had the beginning of the second perik. The Gemara had a nafkimina halacha lemaisa with respect to the din of kisui hadam. Whenever you shecht chaya o'of, that's on the bottom of chavzayin and mebeis, the last couple lines. Achlekes hatanoin, the Gemara gives what's a nafkimina. So the nafkimina is kisui hadam. You only do kisui hadam by chaya v'yof if you did a shechita ksheira. If you made it in a vela, then there's no mitzvah of kisei adam. So if you hold ein shechita loif ben haTorah, what it means, a noif, there's no is in a vela, meisa me'elehu is mutter. So Tosfos says that's impossible. Tosfos writes on Daf Chof and Aleph. There's an institution of nivla seif tohar, metame abeis ablia. There certainly is a din of nevela by yoifis. How can you say that you don't ein shechita loif ben haTorah? So Tosfos says, no, nechiras is zoi shechitosa. Just like Rabbi Kiva holds on Yudzayinam and Aleph, as soon as I get there, that in the midbar there was no requirement for all the chomish or cheshchita. The halacha l'moshe m'sina v'zavachta kashet v'sicha only set in after they crossed over the Yarden, and in the midbar nechiras zui shchitasai. So by oifas that's the din l'daris nechiras zui shchitasai, and the chomish or cheshchita that are required is only mid'rabbanim. So the Gemara says if you hold like that, if an oif dies a natural death, so it's an avela, so there's no mitzvah of kisei adam. If it was hit by a bolt of lightning or whatever, its head got chopped off, and there was no korach gabra, so there's no mitzvah of kisei adam, even though it bled to death. But if you did a nechira, nechira simanim min atzavur, so according to the opinions of Tanoim and Rishonim, that ain't shechita lof min haTorah, so you would still need kisei adam. They only required chomish ulcha shechita lahachmer, not lahokel. They say you're not allowed to eat the chicken unless you did a proper shechita. Well, why should they declare that you don't have to do kisei adam? If you're not turned, the chiras is zui shechitosai, and you need kisei adam, so in the rabbanim you still need kisei adam. But that's nafkamina halacha lemaisa. Whether you would need kisei adam by oaf, by dam ha'oaf, if you killed it out, then the chiras imanim and atzava. If you hold ain't shechita lof menatar, so then even the rabbanim you still need kisei adam. But if you hold yesh shechita lof menatar, so it's an avela. So there's no. You didn't do any shechita. So that's what the Gemara suggests, and maybe that's what the Mishnah is telling me. Hakol shechtim doesn't mean all people are allowed to shecht. Hakol shechta means all animals lend themselves to shechita, afilu of either the rice or the rabbanon. Yeah.
Rashi on Zayin and everyone else sounds like the chir doesn't have to be
Yeah, I don't know. A strange Rashi. Rashi says, why is it called Nechira? Because the nostrils are called Nechiraim, and Nechir means you start cutting the animal from the nostrils till the tail. You cut them in half like this. That's Nechira, Nechira. That's L'chol Adeis. That's no good by Yof. That's what Tosis Tainas on Chofim and Alv. It can't be. It has to be Nechira Simanim and Atzali. I don't know what Rashi is. I'm not sure how to deal with that Rashi. I think it's assumed like Tosis. Not sure if Rashi disagrees with Tosis. Maybe it's just telling you what the definition, what the derivation of the word Nechira is. Not sure.
Rashi himself later uses the other definition.
Nechira Simanim. But when the Gemara says Ein Shechita Lo Ofman
Atar, yeah. That Rashi.
Yeah, you have to say that this Rashi is just telling you the derivation of the word. He says, where does the word Nechira come from? Because you start from Min HaNechirayim. But if you cut the animal from the nose to the tail in half, you cut it in half, that's not going to be, no one's going to say Nechira Sezui Shechitas. Yeah. Okay, so first the Gemara suggests maybe that's pshat in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Hakol Shochtim, it doesn't mean all people are allowed to shecht. That's how the opening Mishnah means Hakol Shochtim. Either afilu tomei bechulin, afilu mumer, afilu kusi, all the different interpretations. Here, akol shachta means all animals require shechita. What does it mean, li'olam shachtim? What does it mean, li'olam shachtim? So, first the Gemara is going to interpret li'olam shachtim. The final pshat the Gemara is going to give, take a look, and Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Elo Marava. The correct pshat in the Mishnah is the following. Elo Marava, four lines. Hakol Shechtim goes on the people Shechting. Aye, but it already says in the Mishnah Aleph, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Hakol Shechtim, Chodal Asay Kusi, Chodal Asay Yisrael Mumer. What does it mean? Olam Shechtim, Bein Bayom, Bein Balaylo. You can Shecht even Balaylo. If it's dark at night, you're not allowed to Shecht Lechatchila. It's only good, but yeah, but if you turn on the lights, if you have Avuka Kenegda, then we allow you to shecht even by Laila. And Bein Berosh, yeah. Bein Bayom Bein Melech, Bein Berosh Agag, Bein Berosh Afina. Bakol Shochtim means any instrument you can use. It doesn't necessarily have to be a sakin. Bein Mitzur, Bein Mitzruch, Bein Mikum Shalkan. So that's the final pshat in the Mishnah, Pasha pshat in the Mishnah. But first the Gemara is flying around to give a whole fancy interpretation.
The Mishnah just said those things, didn't it? Doesn't that final pshat make the Mishnah redundant?
The other one says Bein Bayom Bein Balaylo, so this one goes.
No, meaning the Bakol Shochtim is Ma'arav Tzur Zvukot Mikumer Shalkana.
Yeah.
Already listed those things.
Uh-huh.
Like with the exception of Zvukot.
So I guess it adds on Zvukot.
Yeah, the Gemara already rejected that before.
I don't know. The Mishnah already says Bein Mitzur Bein Zvukot. I don't know. So first the Gemara understood Hakol Shochtim, all animals require Shechita. A bird also needs shechita, either menatar or the rabbanon. And li'olam shochtim, so the final pshat, Rabbi says, lam shochtim, bein bayom, bein balayla. And now, first, the Gemara thought, li'olam shochtim, even after the golus Yisrael, me'al admasam, and the Jews are living in chutz la'aretz, there's still a need for shechita. Where in the world, why would you have thought not so? So the Gemara starts going into the history of the world. So the Gemara says, the pasuk says in Chumash, "Ki yachav Hashem al kechaz gvulcho kasher dibalach." When you'll come into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, when you'll come in Eretz Yisrael and you'll have an Eretz Tov Rechava, a big country, and it'll be very far away from the Beis Hamikdash. V'amatoch labasa kisav napshech alech albasar. So b'chol asam shechatizbach ve'achal tabasar. Gei gezunt eid shecht all of the chulin that you want. That's called psar taiva. Why is it called psar taiva? Because the pasuk says tisav nafshecha lechal basar. If you have a desire to eat flesh, so gezun to eat b'chalavas nafshecha tizbach v'yachalta kasher tzivisich. Fine. So it sounds like only kiyachav Hashem alkechaz gevulcha. This is only once you come to Eretz Yisrael. Before you come to Eretz Yisrael, this din doesn't apply. Which din doesn't apply? So that's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. How are we supposed to understand that pasuk? So Rabbi Shmuel says that in the midbar, Bisar Taiva was Asa, because they were right next to the Beis HaMikdash. So if you're interested in eating fleishiks, so bring a korban shlamim to the Beis Hamikdash, they'll be zerik the dam, they'll be makta the emurim, and gzim ted, you can eat all the besar ha-taivo. It's only when you come to Eretz Yisrael, ki yarchav Hashem lakecha es gevulcha, it's going to be Eretz Rechova, it's going to be a big country, you're going to live far away from the Beis Hamikdash, so then the Torah gives you a break. You don't have to, you're not required to bring everything as a korban shlamim, we permit you to shecht besar chulin. So one might have thought mistakenly that just like in the Midbar, there was no heter to have besar taiva, only when they lived in Eretz Yisrael and crossed over the Yarden. So once we're sent back into Golos, so the din returns back to the original state that you're not allowed to shecht besar taiva. So that's what the Mishnah tells me, not so. Li'olam shechtim. Shechita is permissible even after the Golos Yisrael me'al admas, even after the Jews live in Chutz Lortz, even if the Jews are chased out of Eretz Yisrael, living Chutz Lortz, they're still permitted. The heter besar taiva still applies. So that's how. Whose suggestion was that? Rabba and Rav Yosef were contemporary. That's how Rabba suggests. The Mishnah says the olam shalcha means even after Golus Yisrael me'al admas. So then the Gemara has five lines from the bottom. Maskev for Rav Yosef, elam Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says no fakert. It doesn't make sense the way you said for two reasons. First of all, it doesn't fit into the words. Highly, yolam shechtin v'yachlam iboyle. If that's the main word that the Mishnah wants to say, that the heter b'sar taiv is still here with us, b'sman hazeh, you shouldn't think b'sar taiv is only b'sman she'isol shurim al admasam. And when they live in chutz la'aretz, when we don't live in Eretz, there's no heter b'sar taiv. So shouldn't say the yolam shechtim, should say the yolam shechtim v'yachlam. The main thing is that there's a heter to eat b'sar taiv. So the Loshon HaMishnah doesn't fit in. The logic doesn't make any sense. What's the whole reason why in the Midbar, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there was an Issa besar taiva? They were mamish around the corner from the Beis Hamikdash. Everybody was Yud Beis Mil al Yud Beis Mil. Shalosh Parsos, Machne Yisrael was Yud Beis Mil al Yud Beis Mil. So everybody was so close to the Beis Hamikdash, so the Rabbi Shmuel claims there was no heter besar taiva. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, Kiyach HaVisham HaKechaz Gevulcha, they weren't in such a restricted area, Yud Beis Mil, they were all over the place. So because they live far away, kirchak mimcha mokam, you live so far away from the Beis Hamikdash, so that the heter besar taiva is a new. So after Golus is all me'alan Moslem, there is no Beis Hamikdash. So there's more reason to say that it should be mutter have besar taiva. So the logic doesn't make sense. That's the second kasha that Rabbi Yosef Tainis. First kasha he says it doesn't fit into the words in the Mishnah, Yolam Shochtim. If it's the way you said, should say, Yolam Shochtim Yochlam, that there's a heter besar taiva. Yolam Shochtim says, you'll have a shecht by Yom Balaylo. Doesn't sound like even Mizman Shegoli saw me Allah Muslim. Yod, the logic is krum. Mikor, my time it's coin to Rabbi Shmuel. Why was it forbidden to have Psar Taiva? Mishum Dabim Mikrivi the Mishkan. They were close to the Mishkan. With the Bisofa after the Antares on my time Ishtaru. Why is it mutter to have Psar Taiva? Have you Mirchak Kimi Mishkan? No, see after the Churban Beis Hamikdash and the Gov is all Allah Muslim. Koshkin Hashtu the Achikalu Tvei. We're further away. There is no Beis Hamikdash. So Avada is going to be a heter besar taiva. Elam Rav Yosef, he says, he thinks that Pshat and the Mishnah is Dafka Alibid Rabbi Akiva, not Alibid the Rabbi Shmuel. Elam Rav Yosef Rabbi Akiva, he did Tanya, on the same Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kiyacha Hashem HaKechus Gevulcha, V'zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha, what was Nishtana when they crossed over the yard? So Rabbi Shmuel says in the Midbar, there wasn't a heter besar taiva, the heter only began, Mishenichnes Yisrael Oretz. Rabbi Kiva says, no, there was a heter besar taiva in the Midbar also, fakeret, it was more kal in the Midbar. Kozman, they were in the Midbar, there was no requirement for shechita. The chirosa zui shechitosa, there was an issa nevela, after Maimon Hasin, there was an issa nevela, but the chirosa zui shechitosa. Lebar kos with less lam besar nechira, shebetchila huta lehem besar nechira. When they were in the Midbar, in the chirosa zui shechitosa, ishenich nesisrola oretz, nesalam besar nechira. So now, one might have mistakenly thought, the Hilcha Shechita only apply Kozman that Yisrael Shuri Malad Mas. Once the Jews are sent into Golus, so one might have mistakenly thought that the Chiros Zuri Shechita is back in place again. You don't have to observe the Chomish Hilcha Shechita. Now we have a Medina, so it's Yisrael Shuri Malad Mas. So then you need Hilcha Shechita. But before there was a Medina, so one might have thought we're back again to the status of the Chiros Zuri Shechita. So that's what the Mishnah says. V'achshav shegalu yochol, one might have thought mistakenly, yachzur leheteren arishon, yishisein lechiras etzuvi shechitosoi. So Rav Yosef says, that's what the Mishnah means. Liolam shochtim, even after Golus Yisrael me'al admasim, he still required lechomish elcha shechita. Shai.
What does that have to do with Kiyur
Yeah, no, they both say the same. That parsha says that some didn't change after the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael. So that's the question, what changed? So Rabbi Shmuel claims that the Heter Besar Taiva only began Mishnich Nisisal Eretz, and the Midbar, there wasn't a Heter Besar Taiva. And Rabbi Akiva takes the same pasuk and he says, no, the requirement for Zavachta Kasher Tzivisicho only began Mishnich Nisisal Eretz, and the Midbar, it was Nechiras Zavishchitas. You mean, why does the Brisa begin? Yeah, that's when it didn't begin. Yeah, why does the Brisa quote that pasuk? It's lavdavka. It just means the whole parsha. It doesn't mean that pasuk specifically. It means the whole parsha. That's what the bottom Tosis says on Tezayin Beis. What's the whole mocker for Rabbi Shmuel that Sartaiva was also in the Midbar? So they say from the whole parsha that says Ki Ach V'Shamakeches Gevulcha Kashadi Balach L'Martoch L'Basar Ki Yechakim Chamakim. So the Torah says that there's a heta b'sar taiva, and the implication is that kodem l'chein there wasn't a heta b'sar taiva. Tosis is masik on Rashi. Then Rashi claims, Rashi on the first very wide line on Tezayin Amibes, where it says Vayikri Yud Zayin. The Rashi says the source for Rabbi Shmuel that there was no heta b'sar taiva in the Midbar is the pasuk Vayikra l'pesach al-moed lo heviyo. So Tosis says, what in the world is he talking about? Pesach al-moed lo heviyo, zachi of kores on shchut techutz. If you were magdash it, you're not allowed to shecht chut and chutz. He's not talking about shecht and chulin. According to Rabbi Shmuel, if you shecht besar taiva in the midbar, there's an einish kares. What are you talking about? There's no heter to eat besar taiva, but it's not an isa kares. So Tosis says, scratch out what Rashi said, al pesach al moed l'aviyah. That only goes on kotchim b'chutz. The mocker is this parashik, yachvash ha-mokech ha-zgevulcha, that says, a new din begins, mishav Yisrael ha-sayardin. The new halacha begins. What's the new halacha? So whereas Rabbi Shmuel says, heter besar taiva, in the midbar there was no heter, only after Mishinich Nisrael Lord says a heter besar taiva, and Rabbi Akiva says it's not true, there was always a heter besar taiva. Fakert, life was easier in the midbar. It was Nizchiras Azuish Chitasoi, Zavachta, Kasher Tzivisich, Elucham Shilcha Shchita, that only began after they crossed over the yard. So that's what the Gemara has, the famous Ibaya on the second wide line on Yud Zayin and Aleph. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. This is the famous line in the Gemara. What's the din according to Rabbi Akiva that Nechiras is Zubi Shchitosai in the Midbar? So what's the din? Evre b'san Nechirish Echnisi Soli Mohem La'aretz Mahu. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't in the Midbar, according to Rabbi Akiva, it was Mutta to have Besar Taiva, and it was Nechiras is Zubi Shchitosai. So they had to salt it in order that they shouldn't eat dam. So it says in that package, Nishchat, Nimlach, Uhudach, Tachas, Hashgachas, Moshe Rabbeinu Shlit. And they had it in the freezer. Then Moshe Rabbeinu dies, and they cross over the yard. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to enter it, so he crossed over the yard, has the package. So all of a sudden now we say it's Nevela. You're not allowed to eat it, because the minute they crossed over the yard, then all the Chomishul Cheshchita said it. So that's why Reb Yirmiyah has the Yibayah. He was the wise guy who always had the chakiris, Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Gemara says they kicked him out of the base medrash because his chakiris were a little too much. So here he has a chakira. What's the day of Rabbi Sain Achir Shechnei Soleimoyim? Lord's Mahu. Do you say since in the days of Moshe Rabbein and the chiras of Zuvi Shechitosai? So with Bishaito is Nishchat. He had a proper Shechita. So even though now we pulled out the rug from under the din, and the chiras of Zuvi Shechitosai doesn't apply anymore. But still, Bishaito, this was a good Shechita. Or do you say no? Since under the present conditions, this is not a valid shchita, so this is going to be nevela. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah's suffix. So the Rosh has the famous kasha, my dehavi havi. What is he clearing? The Gemara has a shaila in Sanhedrin. The Gemara has, not in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Yuma has a ketzet helbishon. The Gemara in the beginning of Yuma, Dav Zayin, the Gemara has a suffix. When Moshe Rabbeinu put on the big de kahuna on Aaron and Bonav, and he endowed them with Kedushas Kuna, the inauguration, and they were endowed with Kedushas Kuna, so Ketzet Hilbishon. How exactly did he put on the begotten? What was the Seder? So Gemara says, what's the difference? My Da'avi Havi. It was once in the history of the world. It's Bittul Torah to discuss ancient history. Limra Torah means to discuss the dinim that are noyig today, or that are going to be noyig in the future. But to discuss what the din was once in the history of the world, that's Lomala Lomarid. So then that's it. The Gemara says, no, in order to interpret the Pesukim Chumash, that's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Since the Pesukim are a little vague, Kate said Hilbishon, so we want to know how does that sign the Ivra in the Chumash. That's an Afkamina. It's not an Afkamina, Halacha Lamaisa, Ledina, but it's an Afkamina that's called Talmud Torah. How are you supposed to interpret the Pesukim? But over here, there are no psukim in Chumash. Rabbi Yomi is clearing a shayla that's never going to come up again. Whether Avery b'sanachir shechni soel imoyim, whether it's mutar or not. So the Rosh asked the kasha, my da have havi, and the answer that the Gemara gave them, the first parak in Yuma, dab zayin, ketzad hilbish, nafkamina, lemizba kroy, nafkamina, to read the psukim in Chumash, it's not a valid answer here, because there are no psukim in Chumash on this. So that's what the Rosh suggests, that maybe the Gemara Zibaya is negeya halacha l'maisa in the future as well. Whenever the Bezin made Zegzera, let's say they made Zegzera on Bishol Akum, they made Zegzera on Gvinas Akum, they made all kinds of Zegzera. So what's the din? I had, before the Tanoi made Zegzera on Bishol Akum and Gvinas Akum, I had some Gvinas Akum in my house that was made under supervision. The Rabbonim know that it has all kosher ingredients, but it happens that it's Gvinas Akum or Bishol Akum. And then one fine day, I wake up in the morning and they advertise on the newspapers, the Rabbonim just introduced an Isra Bishol Akum. So does it only apply Mikan al Habo? If a goy will cook food Mikan al Habo after they introduce the Gzeira Bishol Akum, now it'll be Yasser? Or does it even apply to the cheese that was kosher yesterday, the Gvina Sakum and the Bishol Akum yesterday, Bishaita was kosher? If I left it over till today, so the Gzeira is Chachamim will even be Chalana. So that's the suffix of Rabbi Yirmiyahu. That's the suffix. So the Gemara says Teiku. The Gemara says later on Teiku. So how do you deal with the Teiku? So the Rosh says Teiku the Rabban, Teiku the Raisa Luchumer, Teiku the Rabban Lekula. So if you have some Bishol Akum or Gvina Sakum left over from before the time that they made the Gzeira, so that'll be a Teiku bid the Rabban. If ever a Din Deraisa will change, so it'll be a Teiku bid the Raisa. You go Luchumer. Shchitas oif is the raisa. Yeah, does it mean the same shayla? The same shayla as Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Okay, that'll be the same. That is Rabbi Yirmiyahu shayla. If you have flesh left over, I mean, in the midbar is nichiras zui shchitas on the flesh.
Yeah.
Or if you all shchita, en shchita loif men atorim, and the rabbanim you need shchita. So the day before they made the gzera, someone killed an oif with nichiras imana with a saw. He cut off the head. That's Nechiras Imanim Menatzava. And then he put it away in the freezer and the Rabbanim said it's kosher. Then the next day, the Rabbanim wake up in the morning and they make a gzera. You need all the Chomish Shulcha Shechita. He no longer say Nechiras Zuvi Shechitasa. So that'll be the Sofik. That'll be Rabbi Yirmiyahu Sofik. Will that become Neser or not? So the Rosh says, if it's been a get to a din the Rabbanim, you go Lekulim. The Gevina Sakum with the Bishol Akum, then you go Lekulim. But a get to a din the Raisa, you'll go Lekulim.
You say that Shechitas is the Raisa.
Right. So then it's the same as his suffix by the flesh. Yeah. Teiku deraisa. Yeah. That's Rabbi Yirmiyahu's case is teiku deraisa by flesh. Yeah.
Could he have asked the same Ibaya of the Dvarim Timayim they were allowed to eat during the Sheva Shana Shikishu from the first seven to the second seven?
The Pashta says that not.
Because it's Dakar B'Shah Shalom?
Yeah, that was Treif B'Shaito. The Pashta says during the Kibush Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara said there's a din of Kadmi Lachazeri, that you're allowed to eat, we'll soon discuss it, you're allowed to eat the treif of food that the Goyim bought them, Leim Kol Tuva Shalem Ilei, so V'Echalta V'Savata, it says you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, you find wine presses full of wine that's Orlo, Loya Kerem, you find refrigerators, freezers full of flesh, it's all Nevela flesh, so the Torah says the soldiers in the army are allowed to eat all of that. So the Pashto says that was treif b'shaita, it was a special heter. As soon as the war is over, so the heter isn't there anymore. That's the Pashtus. That's not included in the Ibai of Rabbi Yirmiyahu. The Ibai of Rabbi Yirmiyahu is only because originally, initially, it was Nechiras Zoi Shchitasa. So it did have Shchita. B'shaita, it's called Nishcha. So can you say now, well, b'shaita was Nishcha, so it's good? Like over here, the Gvinasak b'shaita was kosher. Now all of a sudden you make an Issa. So maybe the Issa is only on the Gvinasak that'll be manufactured Mikan al Haba. Whatever Gemina Sakum was there before was kosher yesterday. How can it become treif? But here, yesterday was treif. Yesterday we had a heta. Today we don't have a heta. Let's say you're going to say on Yom Kippur, any food that was kosher in Erev Yom Kippur, you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. No. All the food in the world is kosher in Erev Yom Kippur. Comes Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat the food. Comes after Yom Kippur, why are you allowed to eat the food? That's why it's very shver. The Chidor has in the Birkei Yosef a funny comment. He says, the Rosh says, when it comes to a Sveka de Rabbanon, a Teiku de Rabbanon is Lekula, The Gemara says the buyer of Rabbi Yirmiyah is a teiku. The Gemara says teiku. So teiku with the Rabbanon, here the teiku is over here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The sixth very wide line. The last word in the line is teiku. That teiku goes back on Rabbi Yirmiyah. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, the answer is teiku. We don't know the answer. So the Rosh says teiku with the Rabbanon, you go lekula. So the Chidor has this funny comment that the minig is in the 9 days you don't eat flesh. So what if you had flesh that you shechted before the 9 days and you have it left over? So yesterday was kosher. So since it's left over, it's not a din d'oraisa, it's only a din d'rabbanan. So based on the Rosh, you go l'kul. So the later, that's what the Chidor writes in the Birkei Yosef. So the Rabbi Hirsch Melech Dinever wrote, what sefer did he write? Yeah, he wrote the Bnei Yisoscha. So the Bnei Yisoscha goes on the Chadoshim. So on Chodesh Av, he quotes this from the Chidor, and then he tightens it. It doesn't make any sense. The suffix of the Gemara only was because B'shaito, it was Nechiras Zui Shchitasoi, and we're changing the Hilchah Shchita later. So B'shaito was Nishchat, that's a suffix. But over here, of course, the flesh, all the flesh in the world is muta before the 9 days. You're going to say any food that's left over into Yom Kippur, you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? Comes Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat it. Comes the 9 days, you're not allowed to eat the flesh. Why should it be at Tzad Lohakam? Rabbi Yosef Engel also has the same taina in Asvan Der Eise. He also quotes the same Chidor, and he has the same taina.
Could we say that the 9 days are Yom Kippur and is the Nesachet, is the Nesagafra?
Okay.
So then it's not connected to the minhag is that I don't eat meat.
Okay, so therefore, the Chidor does not make sense. Correct. That's what they tell him. It doesn't make any sense. The Ibai is only here because B'shaita was a proper Shechita. B'shaita was a proper Shechita. So then the Gemara asks, Amos, what is Rabbi Yirmiyah Shaila? When is he talking? If you have flesh left over from before they crossed over the Yarden from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then they crossed over the Yarden. So this flesh, I want to know my lad, Gemara, Amos, when? The first 7 years, it took 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael. That's what it says in Sefer Yoshua. If you should say Rabbi Yirmiyah, Shaila is b'sheva shekopshu during the first 7 years of waging war. So Freg the Gemara, madach chaza they can eat, kadi the chazeri they can eat. So they can certainly eat this flesh that b'shaita was nishchat. Hashda davatomi yishtul hu mamish treifis ichsiv. It says when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you'll be waging the war. So you find bottom lame called tuv, it's saying boros chatzum shalochet zavta. Bottom lame called tuv shalom ileso viachalto visavato. You should eat it. So it says, what is the goy? What kind of yain is going to have boros chatzum shalochet zavta? Bottom lame called tuv. They're going to have treifas. They're going to have treifa wine. And the Gemara says, Amar Abiyamei Barab Amrab Kasli Lechazeri. So Mada Chazer, you're allowed to eat. Tabsan Lechirim Eboy. So Nevela, of course you're allowed to eat. They have a piece of flesh from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and they keep it for 7.5 years. They had quite a refrigeration process over there. They put it in the freezer for 7.5 years. The first 7 years you can eat chaza, so you can certainly eat nevela. So the whole shayla is you want to eat it 7.5 years later. Okay?
Maybe this is shayla because they're not fighting. Women did this.
Yeah.
So why do you have to say seven? Not 7.5 years,
the next day
women,
yeah,
because they're not in the war.
Yeah,
it was only for soldiers.
Mm-hmm. That's a starke kasha. The Ramban has a machlokes, but the Rambam on Chumash are not posik. The Ramban quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim that the Rambam writes when the army goes enters Bigvul Sanehem, when the Jewish army goes to fight any battle any time in the history of the world, Mechemet HaShichrur, any war, and the soldier is hungry, kishiyira ve'en l'mayochal, the soldier is hungry, has nothing to eat, and he wants to eat, so he's permitted to eat even the ve'elus atreifus, even yayin esach. That's how the Rambam, even yayin esach. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam on 3 points. The Rambam holds that the heter applies tzavor yisok kishinichnasu bigvul sanehem, anytime the army goes to battle. Ramban Taina said it's only a heter b'shas kibush Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply to any other melchama. So Heruah Shoah only at that time. It doesn't apply to any other melchama. Then he says, how did the Rambam come off to say that they're allowed to drink yayin nesach? Yayin Nesach is not Macholos Asuras. Yayin Nesach Shmekt from Avodah Zarah. So he says he doesn't think that there's a heter to drink Yayin Nesach. And then he says a third point of disagreement, that the Rambam writes, Kishira Ve'elam Ayochel. If the soldier is hungry, he has no food to eat. He says, if it's only Mutta, Kishira Ve'elam Ayochel, so what was the Gemara's Kasha here? Boyer, Abir Me'ever, B'sayin Echir, Shechnis Ve'imoyim, what's the din? Ilema B'sheb, Shekopshu, they can eat Chaza. No. You can only eat chaz if you have nothing better to eat. I want to know, am I allowed to eat the Avery B'sayin Chira, even though I have kosher food? I'm not starving. It's not safe. And the fact that the Gemara asked the kasha, Amos, during the Shevish Kopshu, everything goes, everything is mutter, but according to the Rambam, it's not true. It's only Kishira Ve'en Amayo. So that's why the Ramban proves from this Gemara that it's even mutter Kishiyesh L'malechel. During the Mechemet HaShechrur, there's a... There was a famous character fighting in the war, so they didn't have enough kosher food for all the Jewish soldiers. So those who were religious, they asked for kosher food. Those who were not religious anyway, so they ate trefa food. So there was a famous character, he said he wants the trefa food, a religious guy. He said, Kavdei d'chazeri, you are like the Ramban, is muta. Even if you can have a brewery, you can have a kosher food, Kavdei d'chazeri is muta. Okay. He was known as a character. The Briskerov is quoted as saying the Chidush agrees al Atarim at Piashmoa. He said that he thinks that the three machlekes and all the shitosim. The Ramban is masig on the Rambam. The Rambam says Keshira Veina Mayochel, so it's mitam pikuach nefesh. In the middle of a war, the soldiers have to eat some food. Mitam pikuach nefesh. So what do you need a pasuk? What do you need a whole drasha for? Pikuach nefesh, everything is muta. He says he doesn't think it's mitam pikuach nefesh. You don't need a pasuk. It's not mitam pikuach nefesh, and it's only a heter b'shas kibush eretz Yisrael, and it's even if kishiyesh lamal lechol. So that's why the Biskarov explained the Ramam holds. So what do you need a heter kadir chazer if it's pikuach nefesh? He said no. Pikuach nefesh means when the person is really nervous, he's starving, has no food, he's afraid he's going to die. Here the soldiers are not starving; they have food. But they don't really have enough food to eat. They would really enjoy having an extra piece of food. So that's what the Rambam says, Kishira Veina Mayochel. Soldiers in the army, we always declare that it's called the Sufik Bikoch Nefesh, even though it's only very far-fetched. For a normal person, we would have not declared this as a person not in the army, not fighting in war. The guy's a little hungry. So he'll eat a tuna fish sandwich. He only gets a half a sandwich. So he'll only eat a half a tuna fish sandwich. So tomorrow we'll worry about giving him some more food tomorrow. But the soldiers in the army, they have to be alert, they have to be on the ball. So if they're slightly hungry, it may affect the war effort. They may lose the war. So soldiers in the army, it's called the Safik Sakana. A Safik Bikoch Nefesh, they may lose the war. So that's why the Rambam holds it applies in all wars. It's Lav Davka Kibush Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Rambam holds it's even Mater on the Ayin Esach. But even though it's an Isser that Shmeks Fana Varizor, it's not really Machavos Asur. It's not your Harig Val Yavaka, it's not actual Avodah Zarah, but still, it's Pikuach Nefesh, everything goes. And he says the Ramban is Lashitosa. The Ramban argues that it's not Mitam Pikuach Nefesh. So that's why the Ramban has to restrict it. So he thinks it only applies B'shas Kibush Ha'aretz. It doesn't apply Stam in any other war. And he thinks it only goes on Macholos Asur, so it doesn't go on Yayin Esach. That's why Abel said that the three Machlokes and all Lashitosim. But the Ramban had a Hechochef in the Gemara. The Gemara said, Amos, when is the Ibai Ilema B'Shev Shekopshu, so they can even eat Chazer. So according to the Rambam, why didn't the Gemara answer? The Chazer was on Kishir of Elam Ayochel. So truth and might, you can ask your Kasha. What about not everybody's fighting the war? Only the soldiers are fighting the war. The others are not fighting the war. So we want to know, the others don't have a head to eat Kavdei Chazer. They have to eat kosher food. So why not say that answer? So it's dumb. The Ramban's kasha, you can ask your kasha. So the Gemara is dumb shver.
I don't know. Shechrur considered the
Kibush. I mean, even the Ramban should agree. Probably was. The Arabs wanted to take it away. Probably is Kibush Eretz Yisrael. So then the Gemara gives. So the first answer the Gemara gives is Elalach Mikan. We're talking. He saved over the flesh. For 7.5 years. We boy same another answer. The Oyla Meshev Shekavshu the first 7 years. That heter Kad Lechazer is only Kiyishdru Luhu. The heter Kad Lechazer is only Sholol Shalav Dikachovim. If he takes Batam Leim Kol Tuvah Shalav Meleisa, you're allowed to eat the treifas that they left. But if you have treifas, I have chazer that I have no heter to eat. You only have a heter to eat the treifas that they bring. So that's what the Marzchai suggests on this daf in the Gemara, the Farem for the Ramban's Kasha and the Rambam. He says, don't you see from the Gemara that Kadle Nechazer is muta not only Kishir Avein Lama Yoichal. Otherwise, what was the Gemara's Kasha? So he writes, no, that was the second Teretz. Because the Rambam writes, the heter of Kadle Nechazeri, he puts together with the heter of Yifas Toya. So Yifas Toya, in the middle of the war, the heter of Yifas Toya is only to take a Nochris from the enemy. So similar to the heter Yifas Toya is the heter of Kadli Rechazer, he can take the treifas from the goyim. The Rama puts the two together. So that was the Gemara's second answer. Tiyishteri ditu, the Don is not mutter. So once you get to that teretz, then the Rama says that it's similar to Yifas Toya. It's only mutter kishira veinam ayachol. The dibur teretz keneged yetzahara. Yifas Toya is not a heter gomer. It's only dechuya keneged yetzahara. So this is also only kishir avein lamayochel. But according to the first teretz of the Gemara's Takanatza, the Ramban is right. In the first teretz, you see like the Ramban. The Maritz Chai says the second teretz is the mocker for the Ramban. The Eboy same in the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here. Blineta, tomorrow we'll continue.
The second teretz is the mocker of the Ramban. Who's the
Maritz Chai is on his daf in the back. Yeah. Probably regular time. You want to say Kaddish Rabbanah? There's no minion. There is a minion. You want to say Kaddish Rabbanah? Chanan Yemen Akash Yemer. What's a Kaddish Baruch Hu? The Zakhus says it's all a fich. A chibur am Torah mitzvah shemar. Anoy chafetz neman tzidko yadil teiro v'yadir.
Amen. Amen.